Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about artificial intelligence and robotics, the convergence of the two, how fast it's coming, the timeline to expect these things on, and the fact that you are not ready. You're not ready. And I want you to get ready. And that's what we really need to talk about today. This is not to instill fear. This is to instill smarts about where this is going and what you need to be thinking about so that you can guide your life and your work and your professional work in the right way. So I want to get real specific about the timelines to expect these things on, the kinds of things that are possible right this minute, and what I'm seeing from the worlds of venture capital to the worlds of blockchain and decentralization to centralized business entities, and my own personal thoughts and ideas about what I would do, what I would be doing if I was them, and what I will be doing. So let's talk about it. And things like AI and robotics can seem so incredibly removed from your life. They can seem like something that is just so incredibly far away from your world. And I want you to be aware that it's just not. So, at this very moment, robotics are being used in manufacturing and in warehousing. Now, we're used to the idea of robotics being used in car manufacturing. Huge giant robots assembling cars. This is normal stuff. But now we're starting to talk about humanoid robots. Now, you don't even need to have the really creepy ones that actually attempt to look like humans but have no soul. I'm talking about the ones that are just simply human-shaped. They have sort of a head, they have arms, they have something like legs. And these exist right now. For the right people can buy them right now. And they're pretty expensive. So there are models on the market right this minute at $150,000. There are other models, you know, the Tesla Optimus. Google that. Google that where it's going. Google that. Because next year there will be 1,000 of them, human-shaped robots, arms and legs, working in the Tesla factories, right alongside the rather large robotics that we're used to seeing assembling cars. You're going to see the human-shaped ones replacing humans who may be doing that job right now. And the cost of them is going to be down around the range of $25,000 to $30,000. The target is half the cost of a car. Go look it up. That's the plan. So what happens when human-shaped robotics powered by AI can do the large majority of the jobs that humans are doing now? This gets really interesting. Let me go from the robotic side of the house first, and then we'll go into the just straight up AI software side of the house, because that should be truly frightening to you. From the AI-driven humanoid robotics side of the house. So I think within the next 6 months, you're going to see manufacturing, warehousing, picking up these products, and using humanoid or human-shaped robots. And I want to kind of differentiate. When I say humanoid robot, you get this picture of something that is attempting to look very human, right? With eyes and mouth and is trying to look human and have expressions. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something much more like Tesla's Optimus, where it has a head and arms and legs. It's human shaped, but it is not attempting to have emotion and expression. It's just trying to do the job that it's supposed to do. And there's another company called 1X that has a product coming called Neo, which will same idea, but somehow creepier. So within 6 months of this video, so I'm talking about first half of 2025, this is creeping right up on you. You will see a flood of these human-shaped robots going into Amazon warehouses. But wait, they've already got some. They're going to get a lot more. Manufacturing jobs. Things that are dirty, dangerous. How about working on oil rigs? Garbage collection. You can think of a lot of different things now, can't you? There's a lot of jobs which are inherently dangerous, dirty, difficult, require lifting heavy amounts of weight, or it's hard to find people who want to do them, or it's hard to find people who can do them. And the profit margin, if I replace one worker with a $30,000 human-shaped robot, and let's suppose that that human-shaped robot will last me 10 years if I maintain it properly. Even if it would only last 5 years if I maintained it properly. But let's go ahead and say 10 years. Well, that means my average cost per year is $3,000 for that robot, as opposed to however much I was paying a human to do that job. As a business owner, you may not legally have fiduciary responsibility, but you morally have, and you, according to your employees, go ask them, they would say that you have fiduciary responsibility to do the right thing to increase the profitability of this company, whatever the company is. So if you're building products in a manufacturing setting, if you're warehousing products, if you are running a company that's doing a job that's dangerous, that's dirty, that requires heavy lifting, and therefore you have to carry quite a lot of workers' compensation insurance, and you could replace a human that you're paying whatever with a robot that you're paying $3,000 a year effectively for, you'd have to do it. You'd have to. The cost efficiency is so huge, you can't not do it. And you're saving not only the money spent on salaries, but the money spent on taxes, benefits. You can cut down on HR because you don't need them as much anymore. Wow. And the robot can work 24 hours a day. So I can actually replace three people with one robot. And when you look at the cost savings of doing that in a difficult economy, businesses are just, they're just going to have to. They're going to have to. So I think I'm going to agree with my friend Chris, who told me that within a year you will see a human-shaped robot walking a dog in your neighborhood. Within a year. By next summer. I think he's right. And not only that, I think within 12 to 18 months you're going to see human-shaped robots picking up your garbage. You're going to see them in the mechanic shop, when you go to take your car in for service. You're going to start seeing them everywhere, and it's going to really kind of freak you out a little bit when it happens, because it's going to feel like they're everywhere all at once. But at a price point of $25,000 to $30,000 per robot, my goodness, they are going to proliferate for all kinds of work. Now, the only reason they're able to get this far is because artificial intelligence is where it is. Artificial intelligence, which is driving the ability, right? The robot is just the form, the mechanical structure. The AI is driving its ability to learn how to do tasks and to do tasks and do them well and then take feedback and improve, etc., which really makes them worth the time and the $30,000. AI as the software, which is driving all of this and this convergence of AI and robotics, the AI software is at an incredible space. And I know it seems to have come out of nowhere, but research on this started back in the 1950s. And it has just taken this long for people to really understand and to have the processing power and the data to actually make it to where it is today. AI, right now, I'm not even talking about once we get to December of this year, first, second quarter of 2025, when the next generation models come out, forget those. Just talk about the models that are out right this minute. Claude 3.5 Sonnet, ChatGPT 4.0, Grok 2. Right now, can replace 90% of your software development staff. 90% of your tech writing staff. Your social media managers. Your content creators. Anything and everything to do with customer service, sales, onboarding. And they can do that right now. So what's the difference when the next generation models come out is that they're going to do it even better. Right now, you can create videos that look like you but are not you. This is not one of them. And you notice I keep my hands up near my face a lot. So this is how you know. This is not an AI. This is really me talking. Here are my hands. Hands are hard for AI to get right. So when you do AI on video these days, you'll notice they'll keep their hands out of the frame. I keep mine right up here so you know it's really me. But you can do this right now, and it's convincing. It can create audio. It can call you and have audio on the other end of that call that is so convincing you will not know the difference. And it can do that right now. So there's going to be a period of time in our history that's going to start right now and is going to move through the next few years where all of these, what we would consider white-collar jobs, are going to get cut by about 90%, 90, maybe even 95%. Where there will be whole business models where entire companies who currently have large numbers of developers, large numbers of tech writers and marketing specialists and things like that, and private equity may come in and buy that company, lay off 90% of the people, train the rest of them on how to use AI, and have more profit. They just 10x their profit. Go to IPO, flip it in a month. Why not? Why not? What about the people? Do you think they care? You think they care about the people? I don't think so. It's going to happen. And again, the cost savings and the profit margins are too big for them not to do it. The people who own those companies will look at the difference and go, I have to do it. I have to do it. Or what? Or not compete. Now, you can do a mix of these strategies. Instead of lay off 90% of the staff, augment the remaining 10% with artificial intelligence tools and have the same productivity as you did before, but now 10x the profit, or lay off half the staff, augment the remaining half with AI and have 5x the productivity, maybe 10x, and twice the profit, right? So it's not all or nothing, but the point being, AI right this minute has the technical capability to replace 90% of all white-collar jobs out there. I could replace 90% of the U.S. government with AI right now. That's not going to happen because government does not seek efficiency. Private enterprise does. But this is where we're going. So that's my point, y'all. AI and robotics are coming and you are not ready. So I want you to think about that and I want you to get your plan ready and I want you to tell me what your plan is. All right. Thanks for joining me here. Let's get smart and let's get ready because the future is right on your doorstep. And I will see you on Chain.